We'll go back and keep talking about this mother-in-law whose story I shared with you. But for right now, let's talk about APC's withdrawal letter. Let's talk about Wike saying that Nigeria needs a madman. And speaking of Wike, let's talk about the Farada Gogo saga. So first of all, we'll start with the APC withdrawal letter. During the Big Three, I told you that APC aspirants have to sign a letter withdrawing from the primaries. The letter is reportedly addressed to the party national chairman, and the letter reads, quote, "I hereby voluntarily withdraw my candidacy from the contest. My withdrawal is in the best interest of our great party, the All Progressives Congress," end quote. And I wanted us at 3 o'clock to talk about the morality and legality of these types of post-dated resignation and withdrawal letters. Some Nigerians are against them because they believe that they give the party undue control over candidates. I reminded you of Tunde Bakare saying that he refused to sign such a letter in 2011. Back then, he was Muhammadu Buhari's running mate in the presidential race under the CPC. And at the last minute, the CPC and the ACN were trying to negotiate an alliance. And Bakare claims that the deal on the table was that the ACN would support Buhari, and that when Buhari got into office, he would take an ACN member as his vice. But since it was too late to remove Bakare from the ticket, he was asked to sign a resignation letter as vice president, post-dated to after May 29th, 2011. And Bakare refused. So there's that story. But on the other hand, you have those who say that letters like that isn't a big deal. They say that a party should be supreme. A party should have a right to impose conditions on its members. After all, the members chose to join the party. And then there's a legal argument, right? And again, I'm throwing that one to the lawyers. It was a question I started at 3 o'clock, and I'm still asking that question. If you are a lawyer, tell us whether, in your legal opinion, making someone sign a post-dated withdrawal letter or resignation letter as a precondition for participation is legal or illegal. So let's start with that, and then we'll go to the PDP's brouhaha. 0700-993-993-993. Talk to me, Lagos. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Should parties be telling aspirants to sign resignation or withdrawal letters ahead of time? Would you be comfortable being a member of a party that does that? You can also share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, hello, Sana. This is Achike from Festac, your Minister for Defense.
Achike, welcome. Go ahead.
Well, Sandra, this thing, just like their confession, so like their convention, let me quote Libros Oshoma, it's like Libros Oshoma. This their politics by gunpoint, I don't understand. It's like me pointing it's like me sitting here in the studio and hiding a gun. I am not telling people that you approve of men beating their wives in glass ceiling. I don't understand how it drop as in 100 million, and as I'm paying 100 million. You can make me resign at any point. It doesn't make sense. All these parties are just showing us that they are not democratic, both PDP and APC. In PDP's case, you make a law and you break it when it's not convenient. How can I trust you when you enter power? Then in Wike say Nigeria needs a madman. We don't need a madman. A madman can give you rabies. We need somebody that thinks. I need in the game MP. We don't have money. We are bleeding money. Wike is too brash for my liking, I beg.
All right, Achike says, a madman can give you rabies. That's a quote of the week. Olatunde is on the line. Olatunde, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Sandra.
Okay.
A quick one. Mm-hmm. I think... Madam Sandra.
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
The people make the party, not the other way around.
Okay.
So the party cannot make the people.
Okay.
So the party don't have the right to put that kind of a word record in that form.
Okay.
You don't have it. It is the people that come together to form the party.
Okay.
So not the party making the people. So I don't understand this. I don't just know. But I think it is very wrong of APC to do that.
Okay.
And it's an eye opener from those following the party.
Olatunde, thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is George.
You're calling our number for women. Call the number for men, okay? 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Abiodun, calling from Shobolo.
Abiodun, good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, very quickly. First and foremost, personally, the person of Wike is too temperamental.
Okay.
Such a person, having looked at his antecedent, cannot rule Nigeria.
Okay.
And that's the truth. And that's for me. Now, talking about the clause in the APC form, asking aspirants to resign ahead of time. What you see there is internal mechanism to manage the affairs of the party.
Okay.
But whether it is right or wrong is another thing entirely.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Okay.
Yes, that's what I think.
All right. Thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir?
Etim.
Etim, welcome.
That clause is meant to checkmate and to discourage those. You know, they interviewed the national chairman, Nina Adamu. Say, why did you just cop the nomination amount to 100 million?
Mm-hmm.
They do that to discourage PDP from sponsoring their candidates, to infiltrate the party with their candidates. That may result to litigation, because we don't want the episode of Rivers and Zamfara.
If you have put your ticket price at 100 million, is that not a screening enough tool? Why do you not have to add a withdrawal letter inside?
What do you mean?
We're talking about the withdrawal letter that is attached to the nomination and the expression of interest forms. That's what we're talking about. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that is the internal mechanism of the party.
Yes, and you said that the reason the price was jacked up, according to your party chairman, is that the price of the ticket, was jacked up, was so that you know the serious ones from the unserious ones, right? So
yeah.
How is the internal party mechanisms also including a withdrawal letter after you pay 100 million naira to be a part of the race? I mean,
you know, some of these aspirants, the party suspected that some of them, they might be sponsored by the opposition party to scuttle, to create personalization that will lead to litigation and disqualification of the party at all levels.
Okay.
Even in my state, they want to trim down the number of aspirants.
Okay.
In Rivers State, the UK, led by the state chairman, Emeka Beke, they have endorsed Tony Ko. But the one that UK is using to destabilize the party in Rivers State, Magnus Abe, he said no, he would not want to go with the party endorsement of Tony Ko. So that's the kind of person that the party brings this form so that you checkmate anyone that have ulterior motive against the party.
So you think it's justice to pay all that money and you still sign a letter that says you've withdrawn from
when
the race?
When the party decided to settle on Adamu, they asked the aspirants who stepped up for him that their money will be refunded to them. Maybe that's what they're going to apply during the primaries.
Maybe. All right, we'll keep our eyes peeled and we'll see if that will happen here. 99.3, hello.
Hello,
good evening to you. What's your name, sir? Titus, your line is not very clear. Titus, your line is not very clear.
Hello.
Titus, your line is not very clear. Call us back if you can.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. My name is Sharon.
Good. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really unfair that they give you a withdrawal form, and then even though I don't even know why people who are buying these forms after paying 100 million would still accept that kind of condition. It doesn't even make any sense. I don't even think it's democratic.
Okay.
So that's what I think about this. As for Wike, he's so brash. I don't think we need a madman, please. We don't need a madman to rule this country. So that's my take.
Thank you so much for calling to share your take. Should parties be telling aspirants to sign resignation or withdrawal letters ahead of time? That's my question. Would you be comfortable being a party member, a member of a party who does that? That's my second question. While you're thinking about that, Nyesom Wike says Nigeria has gone mad and needs a madman, and he is just the man for the job. He was talking about the security situation in the country and why he believes that he is best suited to fix it, which is why he's running for president. Let me give you the full quote. The Rivers State governor said, quote, "I was in Katsina State yesterday and people were saying the president is from Katsina. Our own son is the president. He had so much insecurity in Katsina State. So it doesn't matter now where you come from. What matters is who is going to do the work. Look at the killings in Katsina. That even made the governor of that state, my friend, Governor Masari, say, look, everybody take up arms and defend yourself. That is the president's state and he cannot protect his people. So what Nigeria requires now, it doesn't matter whether you're from the north, east, west or south, is who can bail out Nigeria now? Who is that person that has the courage? Who is that fearless leader that can say that what is black is black and what is white is white? Some people say, don't mind him, he's a madman. I agree. What is the situation of Nigeria? Nigeria is a mad state. It requires a madman to treat a madman," end quote. I wonder how psychologists and psychotherapists feel about being called... Okay. Anyways, wording aside, Wike's wider point seems to be that the key factor for choosing the next president should be temperament. And this is not the first time that he has made this point. You know, he keeps on insisting that he should be president because he has the boldness and courage to take on vested interests and overcome Nigeria's problems. He has also told PDP delegates to vote for him because he's the one who knows how to fight and get power. And his critics say that he's not campaigning based on issues. He's not presenting policy positions. He's not presenting policy solutions. He's just focused on talking about power, power, power. That's what his critics say. His supporters say that Wike is being pragmatic and realistic. He's speaking the language that actually gets people elected in Nigeria. So, for example, the PDP delegates are most interested in who can beat the APC. Therefore, it makes sense that Wike should talk about his personal ability to play politics well and beat the other side. Then as for governance, they point to Obasanjo, that's Wike's supporters now. They point to Obasanjo, they say that Obasanjo was successful because of his strong personality. They say governing Nigeria actually requires boldness and assertiveness, and that it's a smart move from Wike to show that this is how he is. So I wonder which side of the divide you support. I wonder what your take on this is, especially in the context of the situation with Farad Agogo. We talked about him and that story on today's Big Three as well. You can listen to the Big Three on our website. Our website is nigeriainfo.fm. Wike declared Farad Agogo wanted. Farad Agogo, by the way, is a member of the House of Reps representing his constituency in Rivers State. Wike declared him wanted. Usually this is something that the police do. It's not a governor that declares a person wanted, but Wike has declared Farad Agogo wanted. Police arrested Dagogo, accused him of disrupting the PDP screening exercise. Dagogo's people say that Wike manufactured the charges and is simply oppressing Dagogo for defying him and taking a Guba nomination form. And, you know, things escalated or degenerated. And now Dagogo is in the hospital complaining of chest pains and stomach pains, according to the police in Rivers State. And I have to ask, Lagos, is there a thin line between courage and tyranny? Is there a thin line between courage and tyranny? Do you think Nyesom Wike has the temperament to be president? It's a valid question to ask, since Wike is campaigning on temperament in part. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can also let us know what you think via Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. So two stories so far. We've got the APC withdrawal form and Wike saying that he's just the madman that Nigeria needs. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, okay. You are Bayo on the line.
Bayo, welcome. Turn your radio off, then go ahead.
Yes. Honestly, I support the Wike narrative, sincerely. I mean, let's take it beyond the what do you call, mouth of the world or things like that. You know, the narrative, what is actually saying is that we need a strong person. In fact, left to me, I could have wanted a situation whereby, I mean, the military just comes around, like within 12 months, let them reset.
Okay, no. I don't talk to anybody that wants a military takeover. As a rule, I don't have conversations with people that want military takeover. Because it tells me that you're not, you have a short-term memory or you're really young. You're either really young or you have a short-term memory, or you are over-romanticizing when the military was in charge in Nigeria. The military regimes we had in this country is part of why we're where we are as a nation. But thank you so much for calling, Bayo. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. I'm very well.
Okay, so what you're discussing, sorry, my name is Ebele.
Hi, Ebele.
I'm on the road.
It's okay.
So I think we don't really need a madman, so to say. What Nigeria needs is someone that is rugged. Do you understand? You know, we don't need military. We don't need a mad person. We don't need a theorist. We need someone that is rugged, that's going to take the bull by the horn. Do you understand?
Okay.
We don't need a theorist. Someone that tells stories. Someone that will just be, you know, analyzing things that is not practical. So Nigeria needs a practical person. But person must have integrity and also be rugged.
Hmm.
I get you what I'm saying.
Okay. Hello? I'm hearing you. Hmm?
Yeah. So that's what I saw. That match. When you say mad, like someone just said, bad person will give you revenue or something like that. If you're just mad and you're not calculating, you're not intelligent, okay, it will help us as well. So we need someone that is not sitting, going to be in the office and taking pictures and, you know, taking, believing what he says. We want someone that will be hands-on. That's the word. Someone that will be hands-on, very practical, someone that is rugged, that will be willing to, you know, take risks, that is bold, that is fearless, that is not a coward, that will be able to say no and stand by it. So not a mad person. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Hey, long time no here. Where have you been?
I went to see a prince about some oil.
Okay. Welcome back.
Yes. You know, I had no idea that at the end of courage was tyranny. Until you ask if there's a thin line, I'm not sure that Wike's courage is the kind that is the normal courage that leads to tyranny. Because it's only just tyranny that he's using to, I don't know.
Oh, you think his own is outright tyranny?
Yes. Yes. We don't need that. Yes, I do admit Nigeria needs somebody strong and bold. But we also need somebody that has a right temperament to, you know, to control everybody. That's got, that, you know, you've got something up there. You've got the brains. That you've got the ability. Show us that. Not say I can abuse you and curse you out and, you know, be crazy. No, that's not what we need. There's such a difference in what this country needs and what he's displaying. And then on to APC. You know, you want to know what my theory is?
What?
So I have deduced, right, that this is some form of money laundering or something. Listen, you pay 100 million. Now they make it seem like 100 million is like 1 million naira.
Mm.
Where everybody's waking up this morning every day and be like, yo, I am. I'm like, dude, you, what is your pedigree? What? Everyone is raising up from in that party and, you know, hey.
Well, groups are buying it for them. Groups are buying it on their behalf. So, for instance,
that's,
the vice president.
That's what they're telling us, right?
Yeah.
So back to my money laundering scheme. And then upon that, you now find something that I voluntarily, you know, hey, if you tell me to step down, I will step down, no issues. Girl, that is money. That's some shady, some, they know that. So, you know, it's like they know that, okay, let me let this person know, whoever ends up being in power, that, yo, I wanted to, but I stepped down because of it. So, you know, you're going to give me something back in return. So it's all, they're not doing it because they want to be. Half of them doing it because they want to be in line for something else. It is not the money laundry part. That's my theory. They know what they're doing.
All right, Shade, with the interesting theory there. We have something that isn't theory.
Yes, we have something from Lucas Green. And they have this amazing discount that is going right now with wardrobe makeovers for men. Right? I always tell you guys how men's clothing is super, super expensive. And that's why this discount by Lucas Green is beautiful. With the 100 before production. For more information and details, all you have to do is call 070-3286-7011. That is 070-3286-7011.
Let's go to WhatsApp where we've got messages. APC wants to use this to force some aspirants to withdraw from the race in order to force a consensus candidate on the party. Aliyu Yusuf with that message there. Nigeria needs a strategic leader, not the type of Mwike leadership. If Kerr is not taking what he did to Honorable Farah, could bring back those days of street fighting in River State. Sonny Kiri in Okota with that message. We've got Dare who says, Mwike wants to be president and has courage to face insecurity, but trash has taken over River State. He's not paying pensions, he's not paying teachers, but he wants to be president. Does he want to transport that on a national scale? Where is the courage in dealing with owing salaries? Dare, thanks for your message. We've got Ayo Omotayo who says, Mwike is a bully. We've seen him bully fellow governors unrepentantly. If you give such a man presidential power, he'll show Nigerians pepe. Yes, we need a courageous president, but not a bully. Ayo from, you didn't say we were writing from. Sunday from Aja says, Mwike is not the best man to rule Nigeria. He's a dictator. Man that is dictating to his party is not the best. Sandra, good evening. I think Mwike is right because this country is turning into something else. We need a rugged man for the job. My name is Christian from Ishashi. We should keep on practicing. One editorial stated last 2 weeks that APC members are paying 100 million naira ransom, but now it's like the kidnapper has decided to collect the ransom and still keep the victim. They are all firm makers. Mwike should keep on practicing his madness till Southeast finishes their turn. Maybe before then, his madness might be upgraded to the level of being. Oh, okay, Joseph now, calm down. Joseph from Shasha with that message. All right, we'll go off on a break, but very quickly, let's tell you about this, yes?
Yes, we're going to tell you about Nokia and how they have this super cool phone they just released, and it's called the Nokia C30. Now, if you want to buy the Nokia C30, all you have to do is just choose between the two variants. You have the 3/32 variant and the 3/64. And also, guess what? If you buy the Nokia C30, you get a free phone. You get to get the Nokia 105 Africa Edition. Now, let me tell you some of the really, really cool features of this beautiful phone. Now, the battery life is simply amazing. You don't have to bother about how, oh my God, I have to carry my charger here, I have to carry my charger there, I have to plug my phone. No, it would last you throughout the day. And also, you know, it's the TikTok, Instagram era. And if you are not having them cool pictures, clear pictures, clear videos, then you're not part of the gang. So the Nokia C30 provides a 13MP dual camera at the rear and a 5MP camera at the front, making your pictures look beautiful and clear. And also it has the fingerprint sensor for security. Also, guys, do not forget, when you buy this phone, you get to walk away with Nokia 105 Africa Edition. So if you've been thinking about buying yourself a new phone, or buying a loved one or your friend, or gifting someone for their birthday or their wedding, you need to buy this phone.
All right, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's keep talking politics after the break.
This season, home will never be the same again.
You mean home won't be? Honey, I'm home.
Nah.
What about...
Get admission in 72 hours to study at the University of Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada at the upcoming free seminar. Venue, the Protea Hotel, Kuramu Waters, Victoria Island, Lagos. Date, Friday the 6th of May, 2022. Time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please come with your high school results to the seminar for admission. For more information, please WhatsApp plus 1-306-450-9137.
Another banger.
Yo, what's good, my people? It's your boy Rema, and I got confirmed news for you. I'm going to be performing live at the AMVCA May 14th with the legendary Labaja right there on stage with me, proudly refreshed by Pepsi. See you there, because it's going to be a confirmed rave.
Beats at the Africa Magic Viewers Choice Awards 2022 as Pepsi proudly presents Rema and Lagbaja live on stage. It's all going down on the 14th of May at Ecotel Victoria Island, Lagos. Tune in and catch the confirmed Bedu on Africa Magic stations on DSTV and GoTV. Follow Pepsi underscore Ninja on social media for more info. Pepsi, for the love of it.
Plenty people they do business, but not be everybody mean business. The people who mean business, they know they ever say no to money, cash, card, or even transfer. These kind ones, any business opportunity, then they grab up with the full chest. And then they chuck eye only on top of this way make sense. Like the people, cash flow, and how every other thing take the complete. Not be say them only know what thing that they do. They know their numbers and the mean business. With the number, you mean business. Enter our website, will be www.number.com to take it for start.
With BetKing, the odds are better, yeah.
The win is always bigger when you play like a king. With BetKing, not only do you have incredible odds on big games, but you also have boosted odds that offer you the highest returns on your bets. Be on top of your game today and place a bet with BetKing. Visit any BetKing shop to enjoy an endless opportunity of being a king who wins big.
That feeling, that's BetKing.
Ramadan.
Ramadan is the most special holy month
May the most merciful guide us better and bless us with all prosperity in life. From all of us at ShopRite, we wish our Muslim customers and staff a joyous and blessed Eid. At ShopRite, we have everything you and your family needs to make this holiday a super one. Ramadan Mubarak.
Progress not gonna happen if planning all day. National Development Plan, they tell Nigeria. Nigeria people say
progress through planning.
Give us good infrastructure.
Progress through planning.
It helps poverty alleviation.
Progress through planning.
Give us better security.
Progress through planning.
Prosperity for everybody.
Progress through planning.
National Development Plan 2021 to 2025, we fit achieve our target.
If we all implement the way
and work together, we got that.
Progress through planning.
Mm-hmm.
Progress through planning.
For more information on top the National Development Plan 2021 to 2025, make you visit www.natdevplan.ng. This message now from the Federal Ministry of Finance, Budget and National Planning. National Development Plan. Progress through planning.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What was the biggest political story of the week? So much has happened in the world of politics. Two of the biggest parties have kicked off their preparations. At least they've kicked it into high gear. And we're looking at some of the stories that have broken. So take a look at this one, for instance. Some APC members say that they don't want Jonathan. Earlier today, they marched on the party headquarters to protest against what they call a plot to impose Jonathan as a consensus candidate. The protest was led by Alhaji Toyin Rahim, and he read a statement to the press at the APC HQ. Let me read the statement to you. Statement reads, quote, "One of the most telling negative implications of such an action is that the APC does not have anyone of electoral value who can win the election for us except we smuggle in a former president we defeated 7 years ago for his glaring incompetence as president. In APC today, there are presidential aspirants with credible pedigrees and humongous electoral value and capacity. It is not only unnecessary to smuggle Jonathan into our great party, but it is also self-indicting and means that our party's performance in office has been worse than an administration that Nigerians thoroughly rejected and voted APC in 2015. It will also be an indictment against His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari by making Nigerians believe that we lied to them when we said Jonathan performed woefully and that our dear President Muhammadu Buhari will do better. Are we now saying we lied to Nigerians and that we have now discovered that Jonathan was much better and that he should return to continue his good works that nobody can see? Those who are masterminding this project do not have the interests of the party at heart and certainly do not love Nigeria. What sense is in anyone bringing back someone we announced to the whole world that he was a failure and rejected by the overwhelming numbers of Nigerians, and then we go back to start romancing him and making him our presidential flag bearer? That's a self-indicted disaster. We demand an immediate categorical statement from the party's leadership that such project to import and impose former President Goodluck Jonathan as APC's presidential candidate is not being contemplated. This demand represents the overwhelming majority of opinions in the party across the board nationwide." End quote. Those are the words of Alhaji Toyin Rahim. He led the protest. And I find this protest interesting. Especially when you remember our story about the withdrawal letters. Remember that some APC aspirants are speculating that this withdrawal letter will be used to impose a consensus candidate. Is Jonathan the consensus candidate? And remember, when Jonathan first addressed these rumors and said, "Watch out," I asked you on this show whether you thought APC members would be able to campaign comfortably for Jonathan after insulting him so much in 2015. And now you have some APC grassroots members saying, They know fit. They cannot. It's all really interesting drama and comedy for me as a journalist reporting on the issue. But what do you think about it? Was this protest an organic grassroots protest by concerned APC members? Or is this possibly a sponsored protest by other aspirants who are worried about the emergence of Jonathan? What do you think? Lagos, call me on 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Don't forget, after the news at 6, you and I will talk about that grandmother who continues to beat up her grandchildren and the mother doesn't know how to get her to stop. So we'll talk about that for like 15 minutes before Iriti Bakari Yusuf takes over the air. But for right now, let's talk politics. I've told you about Farada Gogo. I've told you about Wike saying that he's the one mad enough to take care of the country. And I've also told you about the APC withdrawal letter. And now I've told you about this protest at the APC HQ. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. 99.3, how are you?
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome. What do you think?
On Jonathan, you know, it's funny. I don't know how he himself, let's assume the ticket is given to him.
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to start on stage side by side with Erosimi Amichi? With a Bola Ahmed Tinubu, with a Fayemi, with a Lai Mohammed. I don't understand the logic behind all this. Although, you know, the fall of APC is our own joy. You know, but ordinarily a grassroots politician will know that a Jonathan on the ticket of APC is not good at all. So I support the protest, and it will be unfortunate for the youth, especially the youth of APC, not to resist this with the last blood they have in their body. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Francis.
Francis, good evening. What do you think?
I think Jonathan is not listening. If he says listening, he will no attend that invitation.
But he has
thank
not.
You.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, Jonathan has not accepted any invitation. What invitation are you talking about? What do you know? What do you know that we don't know? What can you tell us? All right, we've got more messages here. Sandra, I've said it on this platform. Governor Wike is a tyrant. He's proud. He's arrogant. He's a bully. He's highly temperamental. He's not presidential. He's the kind of man that can never meet with the international diplomacy of today's governance. He should hire some professionals to help manage his utterances. Jonathan also says, yes, the much-perceived disgrace is already taking the center stage on ex-president GEJ. It's so glaring. But my candid advice to GEJ is for him to be a complete gentleman by avoiding this weapon of mass destruction being cleverly designed by the APC to finally sink him. We love you, sir. Jonathan from Magboro with that message there. We do not need the personality of the week. We do not need the personality of Wike as president. He'll end up being an abuser of the law. We do not need strong men. We need men who can build strong institutions. Matthew from Ejibo with that message there. Wike will trample on people's rights. He will be too dictatorial. He's an emperor. He's not what we need. That's Salawa Fees with that message there. Sandra, what APC is doing is nothing but a political game. On Wike, he is qualified to contest, but he's not capable to be Nigeria's president. Samuel Oji from Ajegunle with that message there. Sandra, it's a pity that the APC has turned this entity into say what, anything can happen. say what, anything can happen. All right. What gives us the assurance that these supporters were not assembled by the APC itself to test the waters? We're watching Larry with that message. All right, let's come back to Lagos on the phone lines. 99.3.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name? Hello? 99.3.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Etim,
Etim, you called back. You can't call back. You called before now. 99.3.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Joseph.
Joseph, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, from my dad.
Welcome, Joseph. Go ahead.
Yeah, the presidential aspirant, Wiki. Yes. We might look at him as a madman according to him himself. But that is the right man to tackle insecurity.
Okay.
The one we pray as our saint, President Buhari, look at where we land our head. Wiki and somebody like this Kogi state governor. That Kogi governor is not my governor, but Alhaji man. He doesn't take nonsense. Wiki doesn't take nonsense. And these are people that can tackle insecurity.
Yeah, yeah, Bello.
That is very important than any other.
Okay.
That is it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. We've got information to share with you.
Yes, we do. Do you mean business? Then sign up with Number today. Number provides access to tools that simplifies your payment and drive your business growth. Never watch your money working away again, because now you can receive all forms of payment, cash, cards, or transfer, and view them on one unified dashboard real time. This sounds too sophisticated for your small business. Not at all. Number is for everyone, from the big retailer to the malam on your street, from the posh restaurant to the bole seller. All you have to do is to sign up. Visit our website on www.number.com. That's NOMBA, or call us on 01888-5008 to learn more.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yes, I said I thank God your defense minister is back. I had his voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Quick one. Onye is the news on Wiki.
Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Peter. I'm calling from Bangalore.
Welcome. Can you turn your radio off? Then go ahead.
Sorry, let me...
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you. Okay. I'm here. Go ahead.
Finally, what I'm saying is that Jonathan should listen to Nigerians.
Okay.
These were the people that rejected him. How is he going to turn around Nigeria in 4 years? Eh? Everything has spoiled, borrowing here and there, nothing, everything worse, security worse. What can he do? They want to ridicule this man. Let him respect himself and honorably, as peacemakers God has given him, and take left from all this rubbish. That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your take. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Jonathan should remember that he's a frying pan which Nigerians dropped out from and entered the fire. He's not the best, therefore he should respect himself. We need the best. More messages here. Madam Sandra, Jonathan will make a hell of a mistake to accept any offer from the APC. Same party that rubbished and ridiculed him, even though his tenure was bad, but it wasn't bad like this. Olatunde from Meron with that message. The way he talks... what are you talking about? Yeah? The leadership of APC should be ashamed of themselves. It is true that they are scheming for GEJ. I think it is a northern agenda to shortchange southern Nigeria. Aliyu Yusuf with that message there. Ken from Surulere says, Sandra, Jonathan has not agreed to contest. If he has, he's yet to buy the nomination and expression of interest form. So I think we should wait for him to buy the form before we start this conversation. All right, Ken. Thanks for your message. We've got one more information to share with you.
Yes. Do you have the right system in place for your auditing and financial reporting to be efficient, profitable, and compliant in post-pandemic world? As the trusted leader in auditing and financial reporting software, Caseware Africa equips clients with the tools they need to compete in a rapidly changing industry. With remote-friendly cloud infrastructure and input from top subject matter experts, Caseware Africa transformed the way finance professionals work. Contact us at 08039717617 or visit casewareafrica.com to book a demo today.
Let's go back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Comrade Kobuku.
Comrade Kobuku, welcome.
Auntie, Jonathan is the number one peacemaker after the doctors. And they want to rubbish him. They want to rubbish his peacemaking. Are you hearing?
Okay.
One of my brothers.
Comrade Kobuku, your line is not clear. Call us back. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Abubakar.
Welcome, Abubakar.
Please, you please stop speculating. Jonathan, is he a member of APC? If Jonathan will be able to contest, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
To be able to contest for any post in APC, you have to be a registered member. So, not in Abuja, you have to go and register.
So why are your party members protesting now?
Eh?
Why are APC party members protesting?
See, all these things, Jonathan is not a registered member.
So why are APC party members protesting at the HQ now?
I can't hear you well.
Why are APC party members protesting?
Well, all those people are protesting. They are just protesting for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The man has not bought form.
Mm.
He has not registered in his ward to be a member of the party.
Mm.
So why are they? For Jonathan to be a member, you will see that every Nigerian knows that he registered as a member of a party. We have a party card.
Mm.
So all those people who are protesting, they are just wasting their time. They just want to mess up the man. Leave the man alone. He has not bought form. He has not registered in his ward.
Mm.
He has not. So how do you, even if you want to smuggle him in, he has to be a member first.
Is becoming a member a difficult thing? Is it not to just go and register one time?
Look, to be a member, you have to be a member for at least 1 year so you can contest. You must get what we call waiver. The party must give you a waiver.
So it's impossible for the party to give him a waiver?
How can you give a waiver within 3 days when the even nomination form and everything will be closing by Tuesday?
So why are the party members protesting? Because there's no smoke without fire. Why are they protesting?
Because you are protesting for nothing.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, I love this conversation, but it's a conversation that will continue. It's a rolling story, like my friend Agogo always says. And here's the thing. A lot is going to happen between now and Tuesday. The APC form is supposed to stop selling by next week, Tuesday. We're going to talk about it right here on the show. We'll see how that goes. Now, when I started today's show, I shared very important information with you about I Beg to Differ. I'm going to play that information for you again, just so that those who did not listen at that time can hear it for themselves. We have our 16 contestants, and the fixtures for next week have all been set. Our last two seeds made it in through the playoffs yesterday and on Tuesday. Here are the seedings. Number 16 seed, Olaloye Toluwaleshe. He's 14 years old from Covet the Redeemer College. Number 15 seed, Chidima Benita Nwabeke, is 14 years old. She's a student at the Ikeja Senior High School. She's in SS2. Our number 14 seed is Promise Mesoma Chukwoji, 15 years old, in SS2 at Ifako Comprehensive Senior High School, Bagada. Number 13 seed, Favor Chibugo Udoji, 15 years old, in SS2 at Ikeja Senior Grammar School. Number 12 seed, Atamas Pius Omo, 15 years old, in SS2 at New Estate Baptist School, Suruleri. Number 11 seed, Ayobami Fui, 14 years old, in SS1 at Seaside Heights Secondary School, Agbara. Number 10 seed, Precious Chinenye Anyeji, 15 years old, in SS2 at Vibrant Field College, Ajangwadi. Number 9 seed, Justina Adoyi, 15 years old, SS1 at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. Number 8 seed, Ebule Timothy Chukwebuka, he's back. You remember him from the very first I Beg to Differ in in November 2021. He's 11 years old. He's in JS2 at Bijamic Private Schools, Aja. Number 7 seed, Ikwai Bom Ekemini Awesome Usen, 15 years old, in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu. Number 6 seed, Esther Bewaji, 14 years old, in SS2 at Silver Sands Hall School. That's in Lekki. Number 5 seed, Miriam Adekunle. She's another returnee. In fact, Miriam Adekunle lost to Tavita Kaushik. So we have two people this year, well, in this edition, who lost out to Tavita Kaushik, making a return to this debate. No, I apologize. Who did Miriam lose to? Yeah, I believe it was Tavita Kaushik, yes. It was losing out to Tavita Kaushik and returning this year. She's 14. She's in SS2 at Prince Dao College, Ikorodu. Our number 4 seed is Miriam Kaber Maman, 14 years old, in SS2 at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. Our number 3 seed is David Chukwemeka Edwards, 15 years old, in SS2 at the African Church Model College, Agege. We're showing you this list on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Our number 2 seed is Kolade Stephen Afolabi, 14 years old, in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Number 1 seed is Hamid Olarenwaju. He's 15 years old. He's in SS2 at Rainbow College Day School, Surulere. He was a quarter finalist in 2021 in our first ever tournament. He was knocked out by Tamvita Kaushik, 13 years old, who eventually went on to win that very first tournament. So as of yesterday, Lagos, those were your top 16 qualifying for the main tournament. Unfortunately, Favour Chibugo Udoji, our 13th seed, has suffered a bereavement. She's therefore withdrawing from the tournament. Favour, I want you to know that all our hearts are with you at this very difficult time. I'm very sorry for your loss. I will keep a place for you in a future tournament. Please take heart, and may you and your family find comfort at this very difficult time. Now, Lagos, this means that we had a 16th spot to fill. So we turned to number 17 and 18. Those were the two students who participated in this week's playoffs but did not win. There was Nora Yusuf, the 15-year-old from Sanya Senior Grammar School. And then there was Kowia Wurala Salam, the 14-year-old from Atanzil Schools. We looked at their scores in the playoffs. Nora had had scored a 57 in her defeat, while Kowia scored a 75 in her loss. So by virtue of that, I've invited Kowia Wurala Salam to be our 16th contestant in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. So there you have it, Lagos. These 16 kids will be battling out here. They'll be battling it out on your airwaves from next Monday until Children's Day, the 27th of May, 2022, when we will have one winner, 1 million naira.
Hard Facts will be right back.